Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Today, Israel is experiencing a mix of sunny and cloudy skies. In Tel Aviv, it's warm with clear skies, perfect for a stroll. Meanwhile, Jerusalem sees mild conditions, making it a pleasant day to be outside. In Haifa, expect cloudy intervals, but still a comfortable day overall. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF announced the elimination of four Nukba commanders from Hamas's Beit Lahia battalion in a strike carried out yesterday in the Shati area, according to Walla. Also, U.S. President Donald Trump declared an unprecedented economic campaign against Iran, calling it Economic D-Day, in a move reported by Israel Hayom 4 hours ago. Also this hour, the Syrian foreign minister told Axios that the Israeli bombing of the Abu al-Duhur airbase was unjustified, escalating regional tensions. Separately, Israel Hayom reports on Hamas's attempts to regain power at sea, noting the group's conflicting stance regarding the Trump plan. And finally, JNS reports that anti-Israel journalist Max Blumenthal is suing Homeland Security over the seizure of his phones after returning from Iran. Here's what people are saying online. A.G. Hamilton, a political commentator, commented just minutes ago about the economic implications for residents amid Trump's economic measures against Iran. Joe Truesman, a researcher on Middle Eastern conflicts, noted earlier that satellite images show damage to the Abu al-Duhur airbase runway following yesterday's Israeli airstrikes. Ynet Global reported that 4 days after a Mossad Syria call, Israel's bombing of the Syrian airbase Turkey visited signals growing regional complexities. Now, for more on those stories, starting with the IDF's operation in the Shati area. Four commanders from Hamas's elite Nukba unit were targeted and killed in an airstrike. This strike aims to weaken Hamas's operational capabilities. Walla reports that this move is part of Israel's broader strategy to dismantle terrorist leadership in the region. The impact is expected to disrupt Hamas's activities significantly. Turning to the U.S. economic measures against Iran, President Trump has launched what he calls Economic D-Day, aiming to exert maximum pressure on Tehran. This unprecedented move, covered by Israel Hayom, seeks to cripple Iran's economy further. As tensions rise, there could be implications for global oil markets and regional stability. Meanwhile, the strike on the Abu al-Duhur airbase is causing diplomatic ripples. Axios reports that Syria's foreign minister condemned the Israeli action as unjustified. This attack comes amid heightened regional sensitivities involving U.S. allies. The ongoing tensions could complicate diplomatic efforts in the region. In the maritime sphere, Israel Hayom highlights Hamas's dual strategy. While engaging with diplomatic plans, Hamas is also reviving its naval capabilities. The unit involved in past incursions is regrouping, posing a renewed threat. This development could impact Israel's coastal security measures. Finally, JNS reports on Max Blumenthal's legal battle with Homeland Security. After covering the funeral of Ayatollah Khamenei, Blumenthal claims his phones were seized upon returning to the U.S. This case raises questions about press freedom and government surveillance practices. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business reports that Amos Luzon's Luzon Group is negotiating a sale of 20% of Luzon energy infrastructure for about 223 million shekels, marking a strategic financial move. Separately, Munich Re, a German insurance firm, is acquiring Israeli cyber insurance startup AppBay, as reported by Tech. This deal highlights the growing importance of cybersecurity in the insurance industry. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reports that Samsung has invested millions in the Israeli startup Expander, founded by former Amazon employees, showcasing continued international interest in Israeli innovation. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 7 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.